Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Our second election interview this morning is with Jason Morehouse, who is standing in Arbury, Castletown and Maloo. He's an economics teacher at Castle Rush and has been for over 20 years, married and originally from Lancashire. His hobbies, well, they reflect his job, finance and the global economy. Unlike other candidates, Mr. Morehouse has not been public about his age. Good morning. We'll start with that because I know there's been a little bit of an issue on it. Why the lack of transparency over your age? I know it's in your manifesto about discrimination.
Yeah,
but
well, two things are in the manifesto. One is my background, and from my background in terms of how long I've been at Castle Rush and my degrees, it's quite easy to work out my age up to probably about a year off, so that's not a big issue. In terms of age as a policy area, I do feel it's something on the Isle of Man that we need to consider. We've actually got an ageing society and this demographic time bomb. People are getting older, and this assumption that once a person gets over 55, they're suddenly not as valuable as they were in their 50s, their 40s and earlier.
I take the point, but isn't this going to overshadow what we should be talking about, which is your policies?
I think it's one of my key policies, and I've been really grateful that this has kind of brought this to the forefront, because I'm actually in an area of Castletown, Maloo and Arbury, where people are saying, you know, we're in an elderly age group, we're suffering, we're not getting the support we need, we've been overlooked. There's been articles in the paper about people getting jobs and opportunities, but once you reach a certain age, things are actually more challenging.
Okay, well, you mentioned in your draft manifesto, which I've had a look through, Castletown several times. An example, Castletown must again become a centre of excellence. What about Arbury and Maloo?
Oh, definitely.
They're not even mentioned.
Oh, well, the interesting thing is I've
apart from the front page.
I've actually done three areas. So this is the Castletown one. I've done one for Maloo that's been going out this week and one for Arbury, which is coming out next week. So I'm trying to be area specific. It's quite an interesting thing. T-shirt Castle Rush, we've kind of got an area, we've got a region. When you're actually looking at these separate local authority areas, there's quite a strong binding force, and I've tried to actually take both in mind. I've gone for the whole area, but really tried to consider the separate requirements of each area. So yeah, Castletown has got issues, and if Castletown does become this dynamic centre again, Arbury and Maloo will really benefit.
You mentioned quite a lot the squeezed middle income earners. How are you going to help them and the lower paid?
Yeah, I think one of the key bits is making work more attractive in terms of reducing taxation. So people, if the threshold can go up, people will be paying less tax, and that's going to help in one aspect. We've also got this other area in terms of with an aging community which often have very, very low incomes. So there needs to be this additional support, not in terms of means testing, but in terms of every year we'll hand in our tax returns, and it's quite easy for the government to see people actually falling below essential requirements, and those people can have their incomes topped up quite easily and quite effectively.
You say spending limits on government departments are not enough. Limits need to be placed on management numbers. How will this work in, say, the health department?
I think the health department is an issue. We have an awful lot of consultants. We need the consultants, but there seems to be a recurring issue as I go around the constituency that if you need to see a consultant, it's going to take several months. But if you're going to go private, you can come in next week. So I think there are issues there, but that's, something that needs to be looked at.
We're coming just towards the end here, but can Brexit actually be turned to our advantage, do you think?
Oh, definitely. And the Protocol 3 in the 1970s helped us out. Something similar in 2018-19 could really help us go forward. It's a time for opportunities. We're not just looking at Europe. We've got opportunities in Asia, South America, the whole world. And by actually just kind of making Europe change slightly, our whole view of the world can change and become more attractive.
Jason Morehouse, many thanks for joining us this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.